Then we find, for example, we have to be very careful, the UKSA meeting in Zambia that took place. And in there, one person wanted to know about the interfaith matters. And there it was told that the interfaith, that we must follow the constitution of our country. And the constitution regards all religions as the same. So we must also accept all religions as the same. And the we know South Africa before 1994, when the apartheid government was there, they had their constitution also. And it wasn't drawn up by any ordinary people, and it wasn't drawn up in a minute or two, but how much of deliberation, how much of, and how they controlled the country with that constitution. But 94, it went down the drain. It was thrown in the dustbin. It was burned. Now that constitution is the worst constitution. How could ever such a constitution be made? So man-made things are doomed to fail. Man hasn't got, doesn't know history fully. Man doesn't know present conditions fully. Man doesn't know tomorrow what is going to happen and how the conditions are going to change. Allah's constitution is absolute. So we forgot Allah's constitution. Allah is clearly in His constitution, Inna Deena Inna Allah Islam. The only religion accepted by Allah is Islam. وَمَن يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever will choose any other way of life besides Islam, then what lan Allah say, hargiz nahi. Definitely not, it will not be accepted from him. And we say that we must follow the constitution of Ramaphosa, the constitution of Zuma or anyone else, or of Mandela. No, we have to follow the constitution of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to think where our people are leading us.